In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Welcome, dear friends, to Pointing to the Saviour of the World on this second Sunday of Easter, also known as Divine Mercy Sunday. On this Divine Mercy Sunday, we remember especially Maureen and all of our brothers and sisters who've requested to be prayed for. May God grant them all what they need. May God grant eternal rest to Imelda Lumche and all of our brothers and sisters who have died recently. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in the readings today we see mercy, divine mercy in action. You've often heard it said that it doesn't matter how deep you fall, what matters is how high you bounce back. Thomas and Judas both betrayed Jesus by their words and actions, but one of them shows us Christians what matters after we wander away from God's path. What a perfect confession looks like. Imagine the look in Thomas's face when Jesus spoke to him, the joyful tears in his eyes reflecting God's awe and wonder. Thomas's most amazing proclamation in the Gospel today, "My Lord and my God," reflects and demonstrates not only his understanding of Christ's divinity, his humility to change for the better, but also his conviction that God is faithful, that God is loving, and that God is merciful. In the first reading, the early Christian communities with their hearts and minds seemed to have translated these convictions in their everyday actions and lived these well, happily sharing their possessions and selling what they didn't need. Not because they had been forced to, but as we are told in the second reading, that they realized and demonstrated what loving God is, keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not difficult for those who love him. Dearly beloved, God loved us first, and by his grace and his mercy, we are commanded and empowered to love one another.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The whole group of believers was united, heart and soul. No one claimed for his own use anything that he had, as everything they owned was held in common. The apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus with great power, and they were all given great respect. None of their members was ever in want, as all those who owned land or houses would sell them and bring money for them to present it to the apostles. It was then distributed to any members who might be in need. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love has no end.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love has no end.
Let the sons of Israel say, his love has no end. Let the sons of Aaron say, his love has no end. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love has no end.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love has no end.
The Lord's right hand has triumphed. His right hand raised me up. I shall not die, I shall live, and recount his deeds. I was punished by the Lord, but not doomed to die.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love has no end.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love has no end.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ has been begotten by God. And whoever loves the Father that begot him, loves the child whom he begets. We can be sure that we love God's children if we love God himself and do what he has commanded us. This is what loving God is, keeping his commandments. And his commandments are not difficult, because anyone who has been begotten by God has already overcome the world. This is the victory over the world, our faith. Who can overcome the world? Only the man who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus Christ, who came by water and blood. Not with water only, but with water and blood. With the Spirit as another witness, since the Spirit is the truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Jesus said, "You believe because you can see me. Happy are those who have not seen and yet believe." Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the evening of that same day, the first day of the week, the doors were closed in the room where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them. He said to them, "Peace be with you," and showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw the Lord, and he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so am I sending you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. For those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. For those whose sins you retain, they are retained." Thomas, called the twin, who was one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. When the disciples said, "We have seen the Lord," he answered, "Unless I see the holes that the nails made in his hands, and can put my finger into the holes they made, and unless I can put my hand into his side, I refuse to believe." 8 days later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. The doors were closed, but Jesus came in and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he spoke to Thomas, "Put your finger here. Look, here are my hands. Give me your hand. Put it into my side. Doubt no longer, but believe." Thomas replied, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "You believe because you can see me. Happy are those who have not seen me and yet believe." There were many other signs that Jesus worked and the disciples saw, but they are not recorded in this book. These are recorded so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believe in this, you may have life through his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, on this second Sunday of Easter, also known as Divine Mercy Sunday, our Holy Mother Church wants us to reflect on this single event, the resurrection of Christ. She has done this since Easter Sunday. In fact, she treats these 8 days from Easter Sunday until today as if they were one single day. If we listen carefully to the prayers and the readings today, we will realize why the second Sunday of Easter has been given this title of Divine Mercy Sunday. The opening prayer addresses the Father as God of mercy. Our readings illustrate mercy in action. But before we get into all of that, let us see what the word mercy means. To understand the meaning of mercy, it will help if we examine its etymology. Our English word mercy goes back to the Latin, misericordiae, which is composed of two words. Cordia is familiar to us from such words as cardiologist or cardiac. It means heart. The first part, miseri, refers to suffering. Mercy then means to have a heart for those who suffer, or more precisely, to have a heart willing to suffer for others. Talking about suffering for others, in our world today, we are witnesses to unprecedented division within nations, within communities, within families, due to our unwillingness to suffer with others. We live in a world where selfishness and lack of respect are commonplace. Selfishness and lack of respect lead to attitudes, words, and actions that bring pain into the lives of others. How many relationships do you know, marriages, friendships, family ties, that have been severed because of this lack of a heart willing to suffer for and with others? Today, in the Acts of the Apostles, we see a beautiful harmony and a wonderful selflessness and respect within the early Christian communities. Somehow, in the important things, they were all of one heart and mind. Having known Jesus in some way, they saw others and the world in a whole new way, in a whole new light. How could they not do and be for others what Jesus had done and been for them? Their differences in ideas, attitudes, and opinions were superseded by their belief and faith in what the risen Christ had become for them. We are told that they even sold their property so that no one would suffer from want. They had hearts willing to suffer for and with one another. In the gospel, the disciples were hiding, probably ashamed, distraught, but definitely full of fear. Judas had betrayed Jesus. Peter had denied him. The rest had deserted him. Mary of Magdala claims that Jesus, who died a shameful death and buried in a tomb, is now alive. Without any warning, and much to their surprise, Jesus walks into their hiding place. Shalom! Peace to your wounded minds, hearts, and souls. Peace to your troubled lives. And with this peace, I also forgive you. You must also forgive anyone who asks for forgiveness. Dear friends, notice that when Jesus appeared, there was no recrimination, no reprimands, no "men of little faith, how dare you do that to me?" No, "I told you so." There was only the peace of forgiveness. What a merciful God. But what is the implication of the resurrection for those of us who celebrate it? In the second reading, Saint John tells us that the real proof of our love for God is that we love others. And the proof of our love for others is that we keep all of God's commandments. God's commandments are not difficult, provided that we truly love as Jesus loves us. Wolfhart Pennenberg, a German theologian, wrote something that we could all reflect on this Easter day. He said, The evidence for Jesus' resurrection is so strong that nobody would question it, except for two things. First, it is a very unusual event. And second, if you believe it happened, you have to change the way you live. So, dear friends, on this eighth day of Easter, we ask our risen Lord to pour out his divine mercy upon us, upon our brokenness, upon our fears, upon our disappointments, and upon all our brothers and sisters, especially those wounded by abortion, suicide, pornography, corruption, greed. We often feel powerless in the face of the growing culture of death we experience nowadays. But we know that because of his resurrection, in the end, the culture of life will triumph. And may we bring the love and respect that God has for us into the lives and the hearts of others, so that we can begin to heal the divisions and the brokenness in our lives, in our families, in our communities, and in our world. Amen. As we continue to celebrate the resurrection, we are confident that Christ intercedes for us at the right hand of the Father. With faith in his love, we make our prayers in his name.
For the whole of the church, that all who believe in the risen Christ may follow him faithfully. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For peace in our world, that Christ's gift of peace may settle in the hearts of all people and guide us away from injustice and violence. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all who doubt or struggle with faith, that God's love and presence may become known to them and bring light to their life's journey. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all those newly welcomed into the life of the church, that they may be united in heart and soul, and may be a sign of God's transforming and merciful love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For our own parish community, that we may see the Lord in the signs he has left us, giving us new life in baptism and nourishing us in the Eucharist. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all who are in need, that those with plenty may act with compassion, so as to serve their brothers and sisters in Christ with justice. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all who are sick or suffering, and for those who are close to death, that Jesus, the risen Saviour, may give them grace and strength. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all those who have asked us to pray for them, Gabby and her family, Maureen, and all those who have no one to pray for them, that our merciful Father will grant them all they need at this time. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us take a moment in silence to pray for our own personal needs and intentions. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask Mary, the mother of our risen Lord, to pray with us and for us as we say, Hail Mary.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
God our Father, increase in our minds and hearts the risen life we share with Christ, helping us to grow as your people. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us continue to bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, dear friends, for joining us to listen to the Word of God and to pray. And thanks for your continuous support. Please do like and share the video. And please do subscribe to our channel if you've not already done so. Thank you very much. We wish you a peaceful and joyous celebration of the second Sunday of Easter, Divine Mercy Sunday. Let us finish like we began. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.